What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm telling you that I believe in this team. Look at the standings. Like, rock bottom for the Mets. Oh, my God, they're wretched. But yet they're still in the playoffs. I've seen plenty of wretched Mets teams in my life. I don't believe this team is one of them. However, last night hit a breaking point for me. It's the third straight time that the starting rotation has blown a big lead. That can't happen. They won one of the games. They did it the night before with Clay Holmes. 6-0 lead against a crappy, dead-in-the-water Atlanta Braves team with their best pitcher on the mound. You cannot lose that game under any circumstance. Peterson goes 3 1/3. It was brutal. The bullpen was even worse after that when you bring in Reed Garrett. That can't happen, and this has been a pattern for a while now. It's not a one-off. Losing this game to this team in this spot where the Phillies lost chance to cut it to within four and everything back in the right direction, that one bothered me big time last night.
Well, I was going to ask you here because, if it was the Pirates or maybe not the Reds because you guys are going for the wild card right now, but somebody that's really not a threatening team, is it worse because it's the Braves?
No, because I'm over that because the Braves are so dead in the water.
All right, I'm just checking.
It's that they're a bad team.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, I got you.
Remember, early in the year I was making a big deal about the Braves. They weren't dead yet. The Mets should have put the fork in Atlanta, and they didn't. I'm not worried about them now because I think they were a dead team walking. This has nothing to do with the history with the Mets and Braves. It's more about the Braves are an awful freaking baseball team, so much so that they got Cookie Carrasco pitching, and you're lighting him up in the first three innings of the game.
Yeah, but
it's over.
But yet they might still have a better lineup than the Mets, as bad as they are. Yeah, I don't even want to get into that debate, but you know they got some guys who are good.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, they do. Well, I mean, Olsen's a beast. Harris, when he's on, is good. Obviously, Riley's banged up. Like, the Braves still have some players.
What they could do is if you get guys on base, they can change the game with one swing of the bat like they did because David Peterson's walking everybody that steps up in the batter's box. It just can't happen. I mean, that inning, dude, come
terrible.
On.
Nine Absolutely
runs in one
terrible,
inning,
Sal.
It should never happen.
So if I own the baseball team, right, and I'm like, all right, what gives me the best chance to win? I don't even mean a World Series. I mean just to be competitive night to night. Well, I mean, I know my answer. Some might say, maybe some more modern minds might say, hey, I'm going to slug my way to whatever. That's not what I would say. Yeah, I got to hit, but I got to give myself a chance to come out, put a few zeros up early, and stabilize the game with starting pitching. That's where I'm at with the Mets right now. And to me, Sal, when and until this is proven otherwise, it's becoming a statement of fact. Until the Mets pitchers give their team a chance to win, their starting pitchers, a chance to win, I don't know how this Mets season ever gets back on the rails.
Right, so now we know what the issue is. How are they? They know they have an issue. How are they going to fix it? And the answer can't be, well, let's cross our fingers and hope that next time Peterson's better and Senga's better and Manaea's better. Yeah, you have to have that with a certain aspect. Like, that's got to happen. It can't just be, you can't get a whole new pitching staff and bullpen in there. But they do need to take some action do something, take the into their own hands here.
Yeah, be proactive, and they have with Montas. Well, you're the pen. Done.
Okay, that's one.
But that's a start.
Now Holmes should go to the pen, then bring up Sproat, and also I would bring up Tong. Like, and I'm not saying that that's the answer. What I'm saying is it might be.
What
isn't the answer is what's going on right now.
That's well said, because you know. You keep banging your head against the wall, and you do it wrong the same way over and over and over and over. You got to try something different. It's funny. We talk a lot about playing golf with Francesa. I could promise you if I hit like three into the weeds or if I dribble three in a row, I'm doing something with my hands. I'm doing something to try to mix up the trajectory and flight of my shot, which is applicable to anything in life. I mean, if you're getting into car accidents, drive more carefully. If you fail in tests, study harder. If your starting pitcher stinks, sit him on the bench. So they are at least step one of being proactive. You know, sitting down Montas, bringing in some new arms. But it also does have to start, and this applies to any great team. And if they want to be great, they got to get this together. Clear, not great now. Your best players have to carry the mail. And you said before, until you can't hope Peterson gets better. Peterson, and he's been very good. So I don't mean to pile on him unnecessarily. But, Manaea's got to get his act together.
Well, think about it this way. Last night specifically, if you did what I was saying that they should do a week ago, bring up all three of these guys, you could have had either Sproat available out of the pen or Tong. And now you have Tong, who could potentially be a length, higher leverage guy than Reed freaking Garrett, who I never want to see on the mound again. And I've been consistent about that for years. So I know he's had some good. I can't stand Reed Garrett. Nothing personal, just as a pitcher. Personally, he's probably a nice guy. I'm talking about as a pitcher, I don't want to see him on the mound. So if you have a spot where Mendoza's like, oh crap, we're in trouble, Peterson can't get out of the fourth inning, go to Tong. He can put out the fire. Now, again, I'm hoping that he could because he's got nasty stuff. He could put out the fire for an inning or two and get you to where you can now start to use your bullpen.
Yeah.
As opposed to, it's the fourth inning and I've got to go to Stanek or Reed Garrett or Montas. That can't happen when you continually have these pitchers not giving you any sort of length.
What's, in your opinion, Sal, the strength of this Mets team right now? What's the best part of the team? Maybe not that they're performing it right now, but what you think it will be when it's all said and done.
7, 8, 9, the pen.
Bang. I would probably agree with that. And if you can't get to that, that's offsetting your greatest strength.
And they're not even getting close. Like you could argue, even if they had a lead in the same, Peterson went six and it's a one-run lead. All right, well, or I guess if Peterson went six, then yes, they would get there. Peterson goes five innings, they have a one-run lead. You still need the sixth inning, which they still should be able to have covered with Soto, Rayleigh, needing a single out from Stanek, whatever it may be.
Rodgers.
Yeah, well, Rodgers to me would be the seventh inning guy. But yes, whatever combination of Soto, Rayleigh, Rodgers for the sixth and or seventh inning, and then obviously Helsley and Diaz.
You got the back end.
They're not even getting there. And the rare time that they did get there, it's with no margin for error, and it's with poor defense as well, not helping them out.
So poor base running as well. I mean, that's a bad send by Pete. I don't understand. I'm not sending Lindor in that situation. I understand it. I'm aggressive by nature. Send them, wave them in, try to put some stress on the defense. A one-hop line drive rocket over 100 miles per hour to the right field. And you're sending Pete Alonso? He's out by a mile.
You know what's odd? We didn't talk about this earlier, but you heard them breaking it down on the game at that point or no?
With the Pete stuff?
Yes.
Because what happened was...
I know, we're going back and forth.
Exactly.
That's what I was asking, because I did catch it. Now, off the bat, I think you and I were in agreement. I'm not thinking 3-2 count, two outs, everybody's running on contact. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, I watched the play happen.
Yeah.
It's a bullet to right field, and my initial thought is... that sucks that they just got a base hit and it's not going to score a run because it was hit hard and the right fielder, it seemed like he was playing shallow to me.
He was not deep.
Okay, there you go. So that's my initial, off the bat, I'm thinking, sucks that they wasted a hit and it's going to be bases loaded. All right, who's coming up?
Yep.
And then in real time, obviously, you see him going.
Yeah.
And then he gets thrown out. On the broadcast, almost all of them, I'm pretty sure it was, but definitely Keith, they were all saying that they were shocked that Pete got thrown out. Because he should be running on a 3-2 pitch.
Of course he should be.
Right, but still, like, the idea to me, even if he is running, it's still Pete Alonso. And
no, but if it, meaning on the pitch?
Yes.
No, but if he gets his primary, you don't even need a big primary lead just because you can't get picked off. Get a normal primary lead, make sure the ball's delivered, and just go. Right. And if he would have done that properly, he may have. Actually, I think he would have been safe.
I think he did. They were showing that on the replay. I don't think that was the issue.
You thought that was good enough?
It's Pete Alonso. He's not a
That's not a speed thing, though. That's that's stealing.
I didn't look at it once and say that he wasn't running like either hard or off.
No, no, he was running hard. What I'm talking about is I think there was a fraction of a second or whatever you know denomination of you, if you will, of time you want to apply where I didn't think his jump was perfect.
I like being aggressive. They were not aggressive against Cleveland, and it cost them. We talked about that. That, to me, was just like, and Mendoza defended it. That was the wrong move to be conservative in that spot. Last night, as much as I want to be aggressive, I think off the bat, if I'm watching it on TV, and my real feel off the bat is he's not going anywhere. You got to hold him up here.
Yes.
Then I don't know how they were aggressive to send him, other than thinking, well, it's 3-2, he's running, you know, on whatever, maybe off the pitch, 3-2, you're running anyway. But it didn't work, and it's Pete Alonso. And the ball was hit hard and right to the right fielder, who was playing, to me, shallow there.
Yeah, so. It certainly wasn't deep, as we said. I'm not telling anybody how to coach, but what you want to do there is you project to the runner, I'm sending you. So it's the aggressive wave, right? And then as the play develops, and you see the right fielder get it cleanly on one up.
The ball hit that hard.
Well, for sure. That's all calculated, for sure. But if, from a third base coach perspective, because we don't really talk about third base coach. It's always like Mendoza, Boone. Yeah. But from a third base coach perspective, what you're doing is the play's unfolding, calculating how hard it's hit, where's the right fielder, it's Pete, what jump did he have, all that stuff, where we are in the game. The third base coach is supposed to be going further and further and further and further down the line. And then you can clamp the brakes when you see it's fielded clean.
But it could be tough the longer that it is, especially with a lumbering runner like Pete. I guess.
But that's how you're supposed to do it.
At 3-2, when you're running on the pitch, I guess it was predetermined at that point that he's running on the pitch, and no matter what, I'm sending him here on a base
hit. But that's so stupid. If that's the predetermined, you should never predetermine anything.
I'm just saying that Keith was perplexed that he couldn't believe that on a 3-2 pitch with the runner from second base running on the pitch could not score on a base hit. Like, perplexed by it. So now I'm thinking, man, okay, well, he's obviously Keith Hernandez. I'm not. But my initial read off the bat was one that, even though I want to be aggressive, I did not see the runner scoring on that spot. We've watched baseball a million games.
Like, me neither.
You know, when a ball's hit that hard, an easy one hop for the right fielder, boom, fire.
So you don't send them. By the way, Keith could be wrong.
Well, I mean, Keith
knows a million times more than both you and I combined, but it doesn't mean for that instance Keith is right. Matter of fact, I think Keith is wrong.
Right. Saying because of the circumstance. I know. I'm just saying that he should have gotten a better jump. Maybe he could have gotten a better jump.
It's not Tyrone Taylor running.
I know, but you're running on the pitch from second base.
I understand that, but you're not. I don't think you're getting as much, not to belabor this, I don't think that you're getting as much distance from second base maybe as you think, even though you're going on the 3-2 and you're in motion.
Bottom line is David Peterson coughed it up, as has everybody in that starting rotation as of late, and that just cannot be accepted. BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. I like music. I who was that, by
like
the way?
Music.
What was that?
Not there.
A little country music. Let's get to the phones here. Mark is calling
from
Yonkers.
Getting tipsy.
What's up, Mark?
Yo.
BT, Sal, Hoff on the phone. Who's got it better than me right now?
Nobody.
Listen, serious question. Mets locker room compromised?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But with what? What do you mean compromised?
Like fractured?
You think they're getting along? Correct. Thank you, BC.
Okay, why would you, before we answer, why would you even surmise that's just because they're not winning?
No, it just seems like something's off, BT, and I I'm trying to figure out what it is. They don't look together.
I don't see that. Now,
I don't either.
I did say if they don't beat the Braves, that's to me something would be bad. But think about it this way. It's not like they didn't score any runs. It wasn't a life. They were up 6-0. That game should be over. 100 out of 100 times, you should never blow a 6-0 lead, especially under the circumstances with your best pitcher on the mound taking on a dead team in the Atlanta Braves. So at 6-0, were you thinking, I don't know, something just doesn't look right with the chemistry of this group? I'm not saying it's as good as it was last year. The issue is their starting pitching has been pathetic, god awful.
I agree.
Now, Sal, I wanted to ask you a question. Now, it's not me trying to be a wise guy. I value your two guys' opinion more than anybody else at the station. I love you guys. But Soto, league 10 years, correct?
I'm not
2019,
sure.
Okay. not quite 10, no.
Yeah, but go ahead.
Never had a 200-hit season.
No.
And only batted over 300 twice, and one of those times
pandemic
was the 2020 150-bat shortened season.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to figure out, how did we put him on such a high pedestal?
Well, he's a great player. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. We've had this argument. He's having a bad year, and he's got 29
home runs. I understand that. I'm not just
Let's just simplify it, because BT and I have had this argument many times before. We're going to simplify it.
I think we're going to have another one here. Go ahead.
He excels at getting on base more so than anybody else. I'm not saying he's got the highest on base in the league right now, but he does have the most walks. Combine that with power, plate discipline, which is the thing that is valued most in baseball right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he got paid what he got paid.
Yes, and he's also 25 or 26.
Bingo. Yeah,
no, big part of it for sure. And he's clutch.
Yeah.
And he's a World Series champion.
Was clutch.
Well, I'm saying with the Yankees.
And the
Nationals.
He just hasn't been this year with the
Mets.
Not
yet. He will be during this Met run. Come on. We all know that. Yep. I also think that, unlike some other people that you can pay a lot of money to, he's going to sell tickets. Put it this way. Let's say I know that Vladdy resigned. Let's say Vlad did not resign with Toronto, and he went, I don't know, to the Dodgers. I'm just getting him out of Toronto for a moment. And the Toronto pivot was Pete Alonso, who they were interested in a year ago, as we know.
Right.
Pete's not selling tickets in Toronto because he's not box office. He's good. Juan Soto's box office. So there's a ton of value to Juan Soto. My pushback has always been twofold. Number one, and I know I'm anal with this, I get it. When somebody says, hey, they're a great player, I say, no, I'm sorry. He's a great hitter. All right, that's the first thing that I push back on. And then when I get a little weedsy, I'm like, well, he's a great hitter. Actually, he's transcendent with certain aspects of hitting. And other ones, I think he's overrated. Now, of course I want Soto on any team that I'm rooting for. He's a stud in almost every facet of the game. But the one thing that Soto, and I remember that based on the discussions you and I had, the debates, they were wild, some of them. I mean, okay, anybody could have a down year. And he was traded, he hit 246. But even, you know, in 2023 with the punt, 275. It's like he hit 319 with the Yankees, 288.
Right, but he's a career 281 hitter.
I understand that.
For a guy that's going to hit 30-plus home runs and
drive 100. But not 40.
Well, last year.
But I'm saying until last year.
And the one thing that everybody kept saying, you specifically, we had this argument, and I would agree, like, the power numbers were going to be down this year. They're not.
No, they're not down. He's going to hit close to 40.
It's almost everything else is down. The one thing that's not is the power number.
But I think that there's going to be a market correction there, because Juan Soto's not going to hit 256 next year. I mean, by the way, he might not hit 255 this year. He might go on a binge, and he might be. He might. But, like, Soto, and I own this. This is me being a baseball geek. I own this. Like, if you're telling me, like, and forget about Judge. That's too easy. But, like, give me George Brett. Give me a healthy Mattingly, 330, 340, 35 bombs, 50 doubles, 140 ribbies. Like, that to me is a superstar hitter. He's got elements of superstar characteristics, but for me, doesn't check all the boxes. That's where you and I disagree.
He hit .288 last year.
I know.
129 walks, led the league in runs scored with 128, 41 homers, 109 ribbies.
What did he hit the year before?
That's a superstar.
What did he hit the year
before? 275.
What did he hit the year before that?
242.
You can't gloss over that.
But he's a career. Of course, I'm just giving you the last year. Like, that's a superstar year. He's a career 281 hitter.
That's very good.
That's going to hit you 30 homers and drive at 100 every year. Now, this year he's having a down year.
I'm not saying he's not amazing with certain. Right. I'm not even saying he's overpaid. I wish the Yankees guy. I've told you that.
Right, but I'm just saying that.
But superstar hitter is Aaron Judge or Ohtani a year ago with 50-50 or. Like, I think Witt in like 2 or 3 years, or the other names I mentioned, the Bretts, the Mattinglys, you know, Boggs, Gwynn hitting 3-4. Like, come on.
All Hall of Famers. But
Soto's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Understood. So I don't understand what the problem is.
The problem is the numbers that I look for in every area are less than I would want for a guy that's going to be called an absolute superstar with no pushback.
You value OPS more than anybody.
I know. I value everything.
945 career OPS. Career OPS. 945.
I know. I'm not saying that he's Bernard Gilkey. Oh, Gilkey actually had a great year.
What I'm saying. This year has been a...
I don't know if you know what I'm saying. I don't know that you do with this. I feel like of all the things we debate, I don't mean to interrupt you, man. This is fun. But I think of all the things that you and I debate, I feel like this is the one thing, and I don't need you to agree with me, clearly. I feel like you don't hear me on this.
I don't think you or the people who doubt Soto are... getting the realization of what's happened in his career.
So no, I am. Like, that's why I'm pointing out some of the bad stuff. I think you're missing the realization.
281.
The guy hit 245 a couple years ago.
Okay. So what?
And 275 2 years ago.
So what? Nobody had bad. You think Carlos Beltran's a better baseball player than Juan Soto?
100%. Okay. Not even close.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, I know. That's an easy one.
How many home runs did he have his first year with the Mets?
16.
That was a bad year, right?
Yes.
Juan Soto in his first year with the Mets in a bad year has 29 homers already.
But that's power. And by the way, what did Beltran do the year before?
It's not just power, it's also walking as well.
Soto was stealing bases this year. Beltran was an elite center fielder, a switch hitter, stole bases, and did not hit 240.
Soto got 18 steals this year. Like, you, more than, I don't care. I wouldn't give one, you know what,
about
if Juan Soto stole a single base this year. But you did. You talking about, base pass. He's got 18 steals.
Well, that's why I'm quick to point out that he's running a lot this year. I'm giving him credit.
To go along with those 29
homers. I understand.
I don't understand. And
he said 250.
All right, but that's what the way the sport is right now.
But it's not all right. You didn't think he was going to hit 250 coming in. He's hit 251.
In a bad year.
251.
In a bad year. He's a career 281 hitter. He's a career 2. Like, he's not the biggest culprit. Look at Lindor. We could talk about Alonso's average.
No, but those are different conversations. We agree on most of those things for sure. He's hitting 2. Sal.
Yeah.
Has he had a great first year with the Mets? Please answer me honestly.
I just said 15 times. Are you listening? I said he's had a bad year. In his bad year.
Yep.
Good God.
I'm listening.
Let's murder Juan Soto for his awful year.
Crucify him.
Where he's hit 29 homers and is hitting .251.
And he's hitting .170 with runners in scoring position, by the way. And he's amongst the worst in baseball.
Understood. But I'm not arguing that.
But listen, here's the thing, Sal. I'm hearing you. I think, though, the biggest difference for me is that this year, batting average, some other areas, it's not an anomaly for Juan Soto. Again, the great years that he had, those are a couple years ago, dude.
Right.
Like, you know, when you hit, and I'll give you the 246 aberration, traded, new, I get that.
He's a career 281 hitter.
But he's also...
What's Aaron Judge?
But it's also very top-heavy. He's too...
It's the average.
When was the last time he hit 300?
He's a career 281
hitter. When was the last time he hit 300?
Don't know, don't care.
I'll tell you. 2021.
Okay, Aaron Judge is a career 292 hitter.
I'm not... And who's better? Yeah. In every statistical measurable.
What stat do you want to use? You're referencing batting average. I'm just telling you. You're picking apart Soto based on his low.
I still value batting average.
Okay.
Not like I did growing up.
Career average. I'll say it again.
Go
His career average is 281. Judge, the big bad greatest player to ever walk the face of the earth,
you're a
is
lunatic.
292.
You're crazy.
But tell me the difference.
Well, the
if
difference is
batting average and Aaron Judge, who I said first is the best baseball player I've ever seen in my life, more so than Bonds, more so than Griffey.
Yes,
his career average is 292. Juan Soto is 281.
I'm gonna.
That's not a big difference.
I'm gonna do a little mic drop here for you. Because I think that this could settle this. I think that part of the conversation. Yeah. I'm not going to drop until it resonates, if it does.
Yeah,
you're right. Similar batting averages career. The difference is that Aaron Judge had some low numbers early and has become an all-time 320, 330, 340 hitter. Juan Soto started the way Judge is now. And he's going the wrong direction, batting average.
Well, I don't know. He could say wrong direction. He's having
hit
down
250
here. This year,
and he hit 280
he's
something
25.
Last year.
What did Judge do? At 25?
I think he's 26. Well, that was his second year because he came up late.
Okay, so what was his batting average at age 25?
I don't have it. I just got Soto.
284.
All right,
284. 270.
That's better than 251 this year.
272 the year after. That.
I understand that.
257.
But
the
now
year
let's
after
start
that
talking turkey. When he went to school, then became a more refined hitter.
Okay, so I mean,
is Soto becoming more refined or is he worse?
I think he's the same.
No,
player.
He's not. The numbers are not the same. He hit 350 and 313 back in the day. He ain't doing that anymore.
He's 25. He's
26.
He's having a down year. 26. He's having a down year.
Are we sure he's 26? By the way,
whatever.
I'm just saying, I don't know. Yeah. Well, we'll pretend that he is.
Yeah.
Dude, the guy's a stud. All I'm saying is to me.
I mean, jeez. No. We've had the same conversation. Here's what I don't understand. Because you can pick apart any numbers on any single player.
I agree with that.
Even the great Aaron Judge.
True.
Because if you really want to
dive into it. He strikes out a lot. No, I agree.
If you really want to dive into it. Put
October. No, I that's always in your back pocket. Mic drop.
Mic drop. Mic drop.
He's dropping phones, this guy.
I don't care if the thing breaks right now. What's Soto's numbers in October compared to Judge?
I don't have it in front of me. It's not even close.
Because it's not close.
I agree.
I won't mention the fact that Soto has a ring and Judge doesn't because that's irrelevant to the conversation. I don't understand why callers or you would try to minimize what Juan Soto is. I acknowledge he's having an awful year, but why can't we just acknowledge
wrong word choice?
Soto?
You see, I would not use minimize. I would use contextualize. I told you at the start of this, whatever this is, I told you we could get back into this. I told you. Whatever this is, and this is never going away until he retires as long as we're here. So I just take it almost insane, scary, stupid pride in being very literal with baseball statistics. And when somebody tells me something, whether it's you or a caller or my dad, something is that it's not, I can't accept it.
But what am I saying that's not?
You're basically ignoring the decrease in batting average and some of the other statistical issues with Juan Soto. Now, because at least I'm saying, hey, I know what he's great at. You're not even saying what he's not good at. You don't even meet me halfway with that, dude.
Well, but I don't understand what you want to say. He's not a great fielder.
No, I'm not even talking about defense. I'm talking about batting average. I'm talking about hits. I'm talking about runs scored. Like, dude, there is a stratosphere, especially in baseball, more than any other sport when it's defined by numbers, that is impossible not to delineate, like, what's what. And Soto is amazing at certain things, and certain things, you could keep them.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.